Is one allowed to wear a costume during davening? So the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Amud Aleph cites the pasuk Hikon Likrasa Elokecha Yisrael, that we should prepare ourselves to meet Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And based on this Gemara in Shabbos, there is a requirement to dress appropriately. The Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Siman Sadi Aleph Sif Aleph talks about it, and the Mishnah Brura comments that you should imagine yourself as if you're standing in front of the king and in speaking to Hashem with Ema. So your dress should reflect the fact that you're standing in front of the king. Now, the question is, what about costumes on Purim? Can you wear costumes? Does that hinder is wearing costumes? Should that something not be done while you're davening? Or maybe no, that's what we do on Purim. There are different reasons why we wear costumes on Purim. So the Mishnah Halachos writes that in the time of the Megillah, that there were many people before the tide turned. So many, and there was a decree against the Jews. So many Jews want to hide, and they want to wear other clothing so they can hide from the non-Jews. However, after the miracle happened, and the king was on the side of the Jews, so the Megillah says, Rabbi Me'ami Haaretz Misyadim, that many non-Jews were wearing Jewish clothing because they wanted to appear to be Jewish. So on Purim, we dress up to show how the miracle happened, that the fear of the Jews, the fear from the Jews fell upon the non-Jews, days of Mordechai, until the non-Jews dressed up like Jews. I think the more common answer of why we dress up, and we have this custom of wearing costumes, is that we show how the outside, the chitzonios, often does not really reflect the reality. On Purim, we announce that fact that there's no reality to what's external, and that's what. But the real emes, the real truth, is really what's inside of us, and the real truth is eino milvado, and anything else that is not reflective of this eino milvado, the outside world and all of its trappings, that is all really fake. And so the idea of wearing the costume, is wearing dressing up, is to say the external is really only something which is not real, and it covers the mitziut amitit, the reality, the true reality, which is eino milvado, that Hashem runs the world. So can you wear costumes while you're davening? Because costumes might, there's a custom. It's even brought down the Ramat. There's a custom to wear a costume. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Sefer Mechitzas Rabbeinu is told the story that students came or adults came to daven by him in Mincha and Shul, and they were dressed up. And he said with a smile, Nira li shata chaser ktsas hikon hayom. You're missing a little hikon today. In other words, you could, seemingly you're filling the mitzvah of davening, but you're lacking something in the way that you are dressing for davening. And also in the Sefer Alei Siach, in the name of Chaim Kanievsky, it says it's not appropriate. He writes it's not appropriate to daven with a costume. And Rav Nevinzal, he allowed it only for kids. There is a tshuva by the Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Yud, Simon Yud Ches, who says the following. He says that many people, many Litvaks dress up with shtreimels, and many Chasidim dress up as Litvaks. And the question is, can you daven while you're dressing up, not like your regular outfit? And the Shevet HaLevi writes, Rav Vosner writes, that Ein Chitzonit HaMalbush Koveya. He says that your outer dress is not to determine whether it's appropriate or not. Ela Ofen Amdu Lifnei Hashem Yisparach B'Tfila. It depends how you're standing in front of Hashem in davening. And he says, the Yachshav Kilo Shechina Kenegdo. You should think as if the Shechina is in front of you, and you're standing in front of the King of the World. And since you're davening according to halacha, you have the right kavanah. And you're covered according to halacha. You're not making a joke when you're davening. It doesn't make a difference what garment you're wearing. So the question is, how far do we go with the Shevet HaLevi? The Share Yemei Hapurim writes, he cites an opinion that says that Rav Vosner only allowed a chassid to dress up as a litvak or litvak, to wear a shtreimel, but to wear something that's so unusual that arouses laughter, that you shouldn't daven it. And then Sefer Kovetz, Kovetz Mibes HaLevi writes that he heard from the Shevet HaLevi that you can't, maybe you can dress up like a chassid, but you can't dress up in something that's really a joke, like a kof, like a monkey. So it seems that, so you have one approach, you can't wear any costume. You have this, the Shevet HaLevi, how it's understood by some, that you can dress up in a different outfit, but it's still to be a mechubad outfit. Even if you're a litvak wearing a shtrimal, well, that's okay. Now, how do we justify potentially those who may dress up in something that's like a monkey or something that's very outlandish? So again, if it causes a lack of kavana, I don't think anyone permits it. If you have the right kavana, so maybe you can argue the following. I've seen this in some svarim that they write that since the Ramah quotes the minag of what? Of wearing a costume. So even though during the rest of the year, the way that you dress up in front of the king is you wear respectable clothing. But on Purim, the way that you stand in front of the king, because it's the mitzvah, custom to wear costumes, so that's the way. The way to stand in front of the king is to wear a costume. And therefore, it would be permitted to daven in a costume. That's what some want to say. There are some posts can say that now, that this year in particular, because of the situation in Israel, so if, even perhaps in other years, you may daven with a costume, an unusual costume, maybe this year we should not do that. But again, in general, I think there are three approaches to understand about davening with a costume. One is you should wear a costume, there's a custom, but based on hikko and prepare yourself for davening, it's not appropriate during davening to wear a costume. You have the Shevet HaLevi, and the question is how to understand the Shevet HaLevi. Do we say that as long as you're wearing something which is respectable, even though for you it's a costume, then that's permitted, like a litvak wearing a shtrimal, chassid wearing a litvak attire? Or do we say that, no, maybe you can even dress up as a costume, because in Purim, the way you go in front of a king on Purim specifically is to wear a costume.